think. All right, good afternoon, or morning, soon to be afternoon. 11:30 is August 9th. This is a budget workshop. In attendance today, we have the city manager, Matt Brower, Councilman John Priester, Mayor Randy Ewers, Councilmember Susie Heimbachel, Mr. Gwynn will be here shortly, and Ms. Rich is absent, and myself, Daniel Owen. With that, Matt, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Council President. What we're going to do is have our final budget workshop today. As you know, we've had four workshops to date. This will be the fifth workshop. This is really a workshop to give Council a forum to make changes, recommendations, anything along those lines. What I'm going to do is turn the time over to Cindy Kelly, who will kind of take us through an initial introduction, and then turn the time back over to City Council.
Thank you. Cindy Kelly, Deputy Director of Budget and Finance. Like Matt indicated, we're just going to kind of give you a wrap-up of the prior sessions. And still the same staff. I just want to remind Council that we do have our public hearings scheduled. The first hearing is the tentative hearing. That is September 6th at 5:05 p.m. And the final budget hearing for final adoption is September 20th at 5:05 p.m. And just to kind of go over what we've done, we've made every effort to try to provide a transparent budget document. We've provided the Council with information at each of the workshops, as well as a PowerPoint presentation. All of that information has been afforded to the public as well. We have posted it each time on the front page of the city website, as well as on the budget and finance page. So the information has been readily available. And reminding Council that all dollars that the city has are now budgeted. That was new for this fiscal year. We are also doing our migration to the state chart of accounts, which will be completed October 1. This will enable us to be able to report to the state on the same chart of accounts that the state uses to look at our documentation. Presently, we have to convert that information and then send it up. So that's going to save us a lot of time and be much more efficient. And also, the internal service funds are included in the budget, and that's the first time. And what those are health insurance, workers' comp, general auto liability, all of those funds are now included in the budget document. Council has conducted four workshops to date. The first workshop was the budget format. And at that workshop, we covered what some of the assumptions were going to be going into the budget planning process. We conducted a capital workshop, which covered our capital program as well as our replacements and renewals. We had the general fund and ancillary funds workshop, which covered the main operating fund of the city, the general fund, as well as some of the smaller funds. And we also had an enterprise fund workshop, which covered all of the enterprises that the city has and how they are doing operationally. All the changes that have been requested by Council have been incorporated. There were very few. We did add the Kroski floor to the capital budget. We had an overview from Mr. Stevens, our city engineer, about the preliminary work needed to embark on an unpaved roads program. And we also had a pavilion request out at William Bryan, and that was worked into the existing dollars. So we didn't have any dollar increases to incorporate any of those projects into the budget. The budget is presently balanced at the rollback rate, which was adopted by Council on August 2nd of 5.9332. There are no rate or fee increases projected for any of the enterprises. The fee schedule was included in your packet for today's workshop. There are no raises budgeted, as we discussed at one of the prior workshops. The city did absorb the 3.7% increase in health insurance costs. The city has also absorbed the increases in the pension contributions, including an additional increase for the police pension fund. Since our last workshop, we've had some information come to light on different expenditures and revenues, and we had an increase of about $190,000 for the police pension above what we had originally budgeted, so we've incorporated that. The general fund reserve for cash balance forward, which is the 20%, is fully funded at the 20% level. The handout that we gave you for this workshop showed what the original presentation of the budget dollars were versus what they are at this time with the budget fully balanced. As the summer moves on, new information and data comes to light, so we have some revenue changes and expenditure changes. In all of the funds, due to the fact that we now budget all dollars received, as new expenditures come to light, the way that we rebalance the fund is to net it against any reserve we had put in the fund. Because reserves are only truly available after all expenditures are accounted for. So in the general fund, we did have several additional expenditures come to light that we netted. We had some revenue reductions additionally from the state. So our net change in the total balance of the general fund was a $49,000 decrease overall. However, a lot of the expenditure increases that we had, we netted against the reserve for contingencies. If you'll recall, we had originally anticipated having about $3.3 million in excess reserves to be put in the contingency. Several factors have come to light as we continued our analysis. The police pension increase was one, about $190,000 of additional expenditure. The street lights, the general fund is now responsible for paying the cost of all the street lights throughout the city. In prior years, the electric utility bore that cost. So that was an additional $800,000 expenditure to the general fund. As well as the golf fund operationally is anticipating some losses, as Kathy Kral indicated at our enterprise fund workshop. So that is going to cause about a $230,000 transfer from the general fund to support the operations at the golf fund. So in total, after we meshed out all the numbers, the reserve for contingencies is now about 2.1 versus the 3.3 that we had originally anticipated. There were unfortunately not any new revenues to bring to bear on the general fund. The only exception there was the SRO program is going to be funded at the current level. So we did add back that about $250,000 approximately to the revenue side, but that just kind of netted against the expenditure that was already in the general fund. So those were the major changes, if you will, in the general fund. All of the enterprise funds are balanced revenues to expenditures, again, with the exception of golf, which is getting approximately $230,000 transfer from the general fund. And the airport fund is upside down by about $6,000, but they have adequate fund balance to handle those expenditures. They do not need support from the general fund. And those are the major changes. I want to just review with council that at the 6th or the 20th workshop, or public hearings, excuse me, council does have the option to make millage adjustments downward. However, we do not have new money or new revenues to replace any reduction in the millage rate. So what we would do is we would go back to the departmental budgets and make the requisite expenditure reductions in the various department budgets to make up for any differences in the millage. And I just want to see if council has any questions or...
Any questions?
No.
Comments right now?
No.
Mr. Fisher?
No.
Mayor?
No, sir.
If we do decrease the millage rate, have we gone department by department as to where those cuts are, what might happen?
Well, we do have some options available to us. In the general fund, there is very little capital, so we don't really have options from a capital perspective to cut capital projects. We also have debt service. We cannot cut from the debt service requirement. That leaves personnel and operating. Personnel is close to 80% of the general fund expenditures, and the remainder being operating. So we do have some different areas where we could make a combination of reductions, and if it wholly depends upon how much council wants to lower the millage, you know, how much those reductions need to be. But we do have some options available to us.
Okay.
But they will affect the current level of service that the departments provide.
Okay.
It would be my recommendation that, of course, the council consider the rollback rate. The budget was adopted, the general fund budget was adopted using approximately $3.2 million from our reserves. That continues a trend now of 2 years where we've had to use the reserves to adopt the budget. I mentioned in an earlier meeting that staff is going to begin an earnest undertaking of trying to employ various tools to reverse that trend in subsequent years. If council were to not approve the rollback rate, staff would be ready, of course, to advance a plan to meet the council's expectations. But that would also, of course, decrease the amount of time that staff would have in future years putting a game plan in place to right that course of the ship. As you know, we've had tremendous revenue loss as a result of the economy, a lot of downward trends in property taxes, building permits, things of that nature. And we're simply trying to right the expenditures with those revenues, as, of course, many cities are across the country. And I'm confident that we'll put a game plan together to do that. And we'll support council decisions on that matter.
Okay. Does anyone in the audience wish to comment, ask any questions, comments on our budget? Anyone in the audience? All right, Susie, round it up again. Anything that stands out to you?
No.
We're all good?
I'm good.
All right. Appreciate anything, final comments, questions for staff?
No, I believe they've worked really diligent this year and been able to give us a pretty good white line budget. It's very accommodating. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Any follow up?
No, this, if council has no questions, the numbers that you saw in the spreadsheet for the total balances of all the funds will be what you will see on September 6th. That will be the budget in its entirety. Of course, in a much more appealing format than line items.
And again, just for the record, can you state the dates and the times that we got
the
final approval? I just would like that on the record.
Yes, the tentative public hearing is on September 6th at 5:05 p.m. and the final adoption is on September 20th at 5:05 p.m.
Okay.
I was just going to mention that as council is aware, we have staff here from the various departments. If council has any questions particular to a department, we have the subject matter experts here to answer any of those questions.
From the sounds of it, I think everybody's good.
Thank you.
Appreciate all the work. I know it's been a long process, but it's been a good process, and I like the way which it's a good thing that y'all have done and accomplished, and appreciate all the work from everybody. So we will continue to move forward and do the best we can with what we got. So
sounds good.
Last chance. This is a. Oh, I should have thought. All right. John, you got any follow up? All right. And again, anyone in the audience, any comments, questions, anything? Well, it's been fun, it's been short, and it's been sweet, so we are going to adjourn.
Can't just thought he'd make it.
Why ain't much Christmas? You should have been here, baby.